Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crab Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, November 13th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Stayed up super late last night. No discipline. Cakes recommended. I mean, said 10 out of 10. Disclaimer.
It's very good.
And I tried to watch 5 minutes of it. I think it was last weekend with my wife, but It was late at night. It was like one of those things where you're getting to bed, let's pop on a show. Or you're half asleep and it's British accents.
It is.
And I couldn't really follow along.
Yeah.
And I said last night, all right, my wife and I were down in our basement and so we need to be dedicated. No screens. Mm-hmm. Put away your phone. I wouldn't start the show until phones were. Her phone was put away. My phone was put away.
Yeah.
Locked in. Couldn't just watch one episode. So that took me to 10:20 or so. So I had to watch the second episode. It took me to 11:20 now. I started dozing off a little bit. And then we went upstairs. She fell asleep immediately, but I had to get my stuff together. Made the mistake of putting the TV on. And I watched a little of the Dallas Mavericks, Golden State game.
See, it's your boyfriend, Luca, was on TV
I knew
late
somehow
night.
Luca was involved.
Watched the end.
Yeah.
Also, love Steph Curry, and the highlights are on right now.
Yeah.
He basically did what he did in the Olympics when it looked like they weren't going to win the gold medal, and then he just went
took over
ballistic.
Okay.
He did that in the last 3 minutes of that game.
See, he doesn't have good... His sleep hygiene is terrible.
Terrible.
It's just terrible.
It's just not a priority.
In the middle of the week, staying up till past midnight. I mean, the only way that should happen is if the Commanders are in a nail biter to the end. That's what you should stay up for. So a rando Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors game, 10 games into the season.
Not random for a couple of reasons. Number one, Jason and I bet the over on wins from Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, so you do have a vested interest.
Number two, it was the first day of the NBA Cup.
Who could miss that?
Special courts. Don't you see the special courts?
I have seen the special courts. Yes, I have seen them on the highlights.
The other thing is, I was also flipping over to, and this was earlier, but the Duke-Kentucky game. Because the Wizards will likely have a top pick in the draft.
It's looking that way.
Maybe even
scouting.
The number one pick in the draft.
Let's hope.
Could be Cooper Flagg. He's the one who's hyped up as the number one pick. Very close game.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, interestingly, I heard them say when the new coach took over, Pope, who played for Pitino at Kentucky years ago. He's now the head coach. When he took over, they had zero scholarship players. Everybody bounced. So the team is entirely new guys, and they took it to Duke and beat them, and Cooper Flagg made a couple turnovers at the end of the game.
I see that he had a big game point-wise, 26, 12 boards. I saw some of the highlights of the end, and I know that Shire
dribbled into a corner and got doubled and kind of dribbled off his leg, I think.
I think they're starting three freshmen. They start three freshmen. I know Shire was talking about the cramping issues that some of the freshmen are having. He talked about that after the game, but especially with the starters who were playing, you know, close to 30 minutes. But Duke, yeah, I mean, it's early. It's only November, but that's a cool game to watch. Duke's ranked 6 and Kentucky's ranked 19.
It's amazing that they could just pull together a team like that.
Yeah.
But that's 2024 for you. That's NIL.
And it's also the draw of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky's always going to land top talent no matter what.
How is how's Cal doing where it is new spot?
Arkansas?
Yeah.
I think they've won their first couple.
I know he landed some 5-star for next year.
Big sillies again? He's going to have like 4 or 5 stars every year?
I saw the story. I actually didn't click on it, but it was a headline. It was like, Cal lands 5-star. It's what he does.
Well, it must be nice when you can turn to Walmart to dip into an NIL collective, because I mean it's right there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he could still do it, because he's more of an equal footing now,
right?
Where other schools can actually give him cash. Who knows what they've been doing for years prior to that?
Oh, I can imagine what they've been doing.
Right.
I saw a graphic.
Actually, you know
on Instagram.
Actually, they did lose one. I'm sorry, they're 1-1. Yeah. They lost to Baylor because that was over the weekend.
All right.
So I saw a graphic on Instagram about the Terps. They haven't played anybody, but the graphic was something like it was the first time they've won their first three games by 30 points in each of the games.
Well, there's a little buzz. I know Squirrel's taking his family, I think, this weekend. Who do they play this weekend?
They play Marquette Friday night.
Yeah, I think he's taking his kids Friday night. So, yep, there's a little buzz on the Terps.
Good.
Queen's supposed to be a stud, and is it Rice that had the big game the other day?
Yeah, Rodney Rice is a Dematha kid who went to Virginia Tech but had some injuries, ended up transferring out. So he's hit the portal, and Willard took him off the portal line, and now he doesn't start, but he's had a couple big games.
Valdez, are you locked back in with the Terps, or are you still? Are you
so locked in?
You are.
Hoop season.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
To have you back.
I'll be cheering my ass off against, not at the game, but the Marquette game. It's their first real test.
Is that an 8 p.m. tip in College Park?
I believe so. They're having the Red Panda show up.
Really?
Yeah.
If Red Panda is showing up, you know it's a big event.
I know, and it's a red wave, red out, whatever you want to call it.
Red Panda might... She's clearly the best halftime entertainer on the planet.
I know. They're pulling out all the punches for
Marquette. I can't think of anybody more talented than Red Panda.
Pretty sick.
I mean, she's an immense talent.
I think the Simon Says guy is pretty talented.
Which one's
that? I don't
know
who the Simon Says guy is.
Oh, he's unbelievable. You go to Wizards games or college basketball games.
Okay.
It's like Simon Says on speed. He brings 50 people out there.
All the fans.
Okay. Yeah, and he talks so fast.
Really?
It's butt entertaining. Yeah.
I haven't seen the Simon Says guy. I'm going to have to YouTube him. Check him out.
People get better.
But again,
when they do something, but he didn't say Simon Says.
Sight unseen, I'm going to rank Red Panda higher than Simon Says guy. Just because he can talk
more
fast.
More of a unique talent.
The Red Panda.
Yeah.
She's a one of one.
Who would think to ride around on a unicycle and kick plates over your head? Balls or whatever.
She gets paid for it.
She gets paid.
She's incredible.
She gets every gig. She gets underpaid
now,
for her talent.
I saw her live. I saw her live down at Blacksburg. Yeah. She was unbelievable. Nobody left their seats at halftime.
I think I've seen her live locally. I don't know if it's been at.
I'm more of a purist. Okay. I'm a Gymkhana fan.
You like the guys? Is that a Maryland only thing?
No.
It's kind of a Maryland.
It's a Maryland only thing.
It? Yeah.
You know what? They bring out Gymkhana to do the trampoline over the Red Panda.
Right.
Automatic W. Bring back Gymkhana. Bring back the fiery ring that they're jumping through over.
Bring out all the stops.
Yes.
Do they still do Gymkhana or no?
I've been to a handful of games since I've graduated, and every time I've gone, I haven't seen Gymkhana.
Okay. Mm.
Usually it's like
Gymkhana is a... That would get the crowd going.
It seems like everybody's doing it, though. Like, all the mascots are doing that kind of stuff, though, now, right? Like
jumping through rings of fire?
Well, not necessarily rings of fire, but, like, getting the trampoline out and dunking.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of trampolining happening.
No, and then they start stacking people on top. Yeah. The crowd's getting into it.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
That was like a club, I think, at Maryland,
yeah,
right?
It was almost like a club sport, but it wasn't really a sport.
Right. Yeah, no, that was always entertaining.
And bring back Gymkhana. If you're listening over at College Park.
Yeah.
Seems like now when I go, they just always have like some little kids like playing a game or something. You know, a quick five-minute game or something.
Yeah. Like Pats games, Mites on Ice is a standard.
I don't want to see some shrimp who can't get the ball up to a 10-foot hoop. Give me Gymkhana.
Yeah. Play the hits. Right. Play the hits, my friends.
Well, Valdez, I'm open to it if you want to. At some point this season, before the end of it, you and I do our what used to be annual trip down there. Get us some silly seats on the wood.
Go to Looney's.
Yeah, we'll do a little pregame.
They have a lot of good pieces. I don't know if they have a superstar. I guess Queen could be a superstar. And
he was
Reese,
a superstar in his first outing.
And Reese is a very good player, but I don't know if he's a superstar college player. He's a very good player.
Just a solid college player.
They have a lot of good pieces.
Looks
Rice
like
is good.
Better
Gillespie's good.
By the way, did you see, Jason, that John Brown passed away?
I saw that news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The owner of Bentley's?
Yeah.
A College Park institution?
Yeah, totally.
I met him a couple times. I didn't know him well, but I met him a few times. But, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, sad news. But, you're not going to find a bigger Terp supporter than him.
Oh, I know.
Speaking of the Terps, we're going to have the head coach, Mike Locksley, join the show at 9:45.
They've got Rutgers in town this weekend. Rutgers coming to College Park.
What's their record now?
Right.
What are they?
4-5,
I think.
Got to win two. Got to play.
And actually, got
to win Rutgers. They're not going to beat Penn State, but they got to beat Rutgers and I think Iowa at home if they want to get to a bowl.
Is Shiano still there at Rutgers? So he's probably got them competitive, right?
They're okay. They're not great. They rely heavily on one running back, but
we're not great.
It's true.
So we'll talk to Coach Locksley coming up at 9:45. Chris Doering, former Gator receiver, former Redskins receiver, he's going to join us at 7:40 as we talk college football. This was, week two of them coming out with the polls to get you ready for the college football playoff.
College football rankings, correct. There's still four more to go. But what's cool about the way that they expanded to 12 is there's so many teams that are still in the mix and there's so many huge games. I mean, just massive games with 3 weeks to play. Playing games and, obviously conference championships because the way that they formatted it, the four highest ranked group of five teams or power conference teams get byes 1-4. So,
lost some zeal for the college football season.
There's some craziness going on in the Big 12 because the two top teams in the Big 12, and of course the winner of the Big 12 gets a bye, is BYU, who joined the conference 2 years ago, and Colorado, who joined the conference last year.
I lost some zeal for the college football season since I lost a conference to the ACC in the Survivor Pool.
Miami hurt you.
You were close, right?
Yeah, and I was the only conference in the ACC, I was the only team that had Miami alive, which was the biggest favorite in the ACC, but they lost.
Welcome to the rest of the pack, JP.
Left with three conferences, and it's not me and Dylan.
I'm
in the pack with cakes and all the numbers.
So you're still alive?
You're still alive.
But
I need those guys to lose now to come back to the field.
Right.
Running out of options at this point. Greatly diminished.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greatly diminished.
It hurts. With 3 weeks to play, it hurts. The guys who only have one conference, I don't even know why they're sending me picks.
Did you guys ever discuss a chop? Like, is a chop legal?
No, because he says you have to ride it out.
Jason's not letting anybody.
No, you're anti-chop here.
Right. Well,
but you have to ride it out to the end of the season.
The rules of the pool are you have to go to the end of the regular season.
So at the end, if the three were remaining, then they could have chopped.
Of course. Yeah,
then it would have been chop.
Or they would have to chop.
They would have to chop.
Or Jason keeps it.
Let's say there were two guys.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, let's play it out for the entire pot.
Well, if I'm going to
conference championships and do some other extra pool.
If I'm one of the two left, I'm calling the other one. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we're picking, if we have the same teams, we're picking the same teams.
Right.
And we're pre-chopping.
That's fine.
Pre-chopping the pot.
I mean, it's a big pot, so it's probably a smart move.
Yeah.
But no, you have to play out the entire regular season, and then you can decide.
So we'll talk some college football coming up at 7:40 with Chris Doering, and we've got the head coach of the Washington Capitals,
very good.
Spencer Carberry. At 7, they have a new addition to the team.
They do.
He's somebody who's been here before and on this show a lot.
Here's another hint. He's Danish.
Yes. Lars Eller returns. So we'll talk to Coach Carberry about that coming up at 7 o'clock. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.